brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This is John Rappaport sitting in for Alex Jones in the Alex Jones Show. We're in the third hour here. And we're going to bring in Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com, who is leading, I mean, in an incredibly great way, I got to say, with much admiration, breaking stories, the issue of health freedom, political freedom. Wherever there is something important to be dug up, Mike is there. Mike, welcome to the show.
Hi, John. Thanks for having me back on. We've got a lot coming up this hour. And I got to say, you know, look, we are all just info warriors, really, if you think about it. It's people like you and I. It's Alex Jones, the tip of the spear. We are all fighting for truth, for justice, for real liberty out there. I mean, it's just what we do. And I kind of agree with Alex. We don't want to be patted on the back for it. We just want people to wake up and take action on what we're talking about. So with that said, let's move right into the issue.
Cool, I wanted to just finish up this little piece that I was talking about, the CIA spying on people now through smart appliances in their homes, where toasters and refrigerators and stoves and ovens and so on are going to be connected up to the internet in a way that will allow you to be spied on in your homes. I mean, it's completely insane. I don't think we need to get into that. But the thing that interested me in the story was that Petraeus, who is, you know, head of the CIA, was talking about this at a conference of InQtel. InQtel is an investment company, actually illegal investment company, owned by the CIA. What's the government doing in owning companies? But anyway, it owns InQtel, and they finance all sorts of companies, like IT companies in Silicon Valley, to come up with new developments that the CIA then can use. And InQtel is coming up with these smart appliances. Well, a guy named Buzzy Krongard was instrumental for creating InQtel, along with George Tenet of the CIA. And Buzzy Krongard was, in fact, the head of Alex Brown, one of the biggest investment banker houses in the country, that was discovered in the San Francisco Chronicle article to have been one of those outfits that was trading stock precipitously in American Airlines just before 9/11. So that's following something down the rabbit hole. Just thought you might want to know. So, Mike, let's jump in and give us your top issue of the day.
Well, hey, these, you know, commenting on what you just said there, these ties are always very deep on every issue. Look at the TSA. Look who's making money from the selling of the naked body scanners. You know, follow the money. Who benefits from the propaganda? Who benefits from the deception? It's always these people in power, sort of buddies of the White House, regardless of who's in the White House, whether it's Bush or Obama or Clinton or whoever. I mean, look at the failure of the green solar companies. These are people who were buddies of Obama, who took hundreds of millions of dollars in government grant money, paid themselves huge fat salaries as CEOs, never produced a product, never produced a service, and then went bankrupt. It's just another form of government theft. It's just like John Corzine. It's just like the bankster bailouts of Goldman Sachs. It's just theft at every single level. And the one thing all these thefts have in common is they're all close buddies with the White House.
Indeed, they are. And organizations like the Trilateral Commission and, of course, the Council on Foreign Relations, headquartered in New York, created in 1920. These are a couple of the elite crony, buddy-buddy, nudge-nudge, wink-wink, old boys clubs where all of this theft is planned and takes place. And interestingly, both of these organizations, Trilateral Commission and CFR, go back to the Rockefeller monopoly.
And at the same time that all of these thefts are taking place, the regular people, the people working for a living who are breaking their backs to try to get ahead, their money keeps getting stolen from them, and they're prosecuted for crimes like selling raw milk. So there's this two-tiered system where regular everyday people can't get ahead. They're criminalized for everything, where meanwhile the real criminals in Washington run free and steal everything.
We got to go to a break. We're going to cover this, Rossum, right after this. John Rappaport for Alex Jones.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
John Rappaport in for Alex Jones today on the Alex Jones Show with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Okay, Mike, the Rawson story. This is, we're talking before the break, a perfect illustration of how the little guy gets screwed. The hard-working person who's trying to do something good for himself, his family, and other people is getting completely demolished. So go for it.
We've got a lot of inside information here. Let me brief you all on the latest. We thought we might have James Stewart. He's the operator of Rawson Foods in California, who was raided and arrested at gunpoint last year. We thought we might have him on today, but it turns out he's not available because the Ventura County has him in a three-day preliminary hearing. It's just a preliminary hearing, but it's taking 3 days. He's being persecuted, charged with 38 felony counts of financial crimes that we have investigated, and it turns out he factually has nothing to do whatsoever with these so-called financial crimes. And if you look at the financial crimes, what are they? Well, Ventura County claims that Sharon Palmer, the owner of Healthy Family Farms, or the original owner, I should say, there are other owners involved, she was unable to repay investors on time because she was paying fines to the county, and she was paying literally hundreds of thousands of dollars in legal fees because the county was raiding the farm and throwing her in jail. So the county came in, put her behind schedule on paying back the investors, and then they charged her with felony crimes of defrauding the investors because she was late repaying them, which the county caused.
Wow.
So here's a case of the state putting you in a position that then they call criminality and then charging you with 38 felony crimes. Now, compare this, John, with what has happened to John Corzine of MF Global, who stole billions of dollars from farmers all across America who had invested in that fund to try to reduce their risk as they grow crops. You know, farmers invest in the crop futures to reduce their risk of crop failures and so on, and nothing has happened to him. No prosecution, no indictment.
We don't know where the money is. We just don't know where the money is, right?
Yeah, wow. We don't know where the money is. I apologize. I have a little bit of difficulty hearing you come in when I'm talking, but it's a case of selective prosecution and selective criminalization of individual farmers while the big, rich, fat cats get away with massive theft once again.
Now, James Stewart of Rossum, I mean, this is just an incredible story to me. The guy is selling raw milk. His customers are happy. They love the milk. He keeps selling them the milk. All of a sudden, he gets raided. Now, from what you're saying, is it true that they're not now charging him with selling raw milk or contaminated milk, that all of these charges are, quote, about financial crimes?
It is both, John. They're still charging him with, quote, selling unpasteurized milk, which he wasn't even doing. He actually didn't even run a retail store. It was a private buyer's club, a co-op. Everybody was a partial owner of a cow and of a farm, and they were merely picking up the milk they already owned. It's basic contract law under common law. But California has attacked that and said that's not valid under their state laws. But now they've added on the financial crimes on top of that. And remember, Ventura County arrested him when he was in court a couple of weeks ago, and then they tortured him in the L.A. County prison, the L.A. County jail. It's called, I believe the name of this jail, believe it or not, is called Twin Towers.
That's the name of it,
and there's probably a bit of irony in that.
For it in downtown L.A. I've been there.
Downtown L.A., and they subjected him to starvation, to hypothermia. They shackled him with chains three or four times around his waist. They subjected him to medical procedures without his permission, and he nearly died of hypothermia, shivering in isolation in a cell, and he was lost in the system for 8 days. This is the way they treat farmers in America today. This is what's happening to James Stewart. We've documented it, and more on this is coming out, and we will be sharing that documentation with Kurt Nemo, Alex Jones, Paul Joseph Watson, and the whole team there at InfoWars.
Yeah, I'm looking for stories to keep on showing up on this. And, you know, the other thing, of course, that James said was that in the final hours at the LA County Jail, somebody in that cell block, that area, released horrendous sewage that came flooding into the cells, an inch or two deep on the floors in the cells, that contained feces and other horrendous material. And his shirt was there. I mean, he was already freezing, and he was given a filthy mop and told, to clean it up himself.
Yes.
I mean, this is just unbelievable.
Well, think about the irony, the sick, almost pathetic, devilish irony of all this. The state is charging him with crimes for selling milk with living bacteria, which we call probiotics. It's good for you. But the state says it's unsanitary, and therefore you're a criminal. And what do? They throw him in a jail where they flood his jail cell with raw sewage, which, of course, is heavily contaminated with dangerous and deadly pathogens, and they say, this is justice. This is what the state says, and they did make him clean out his own cell of raw sewage by hand. They actually gave him a small squeegee, and then after he had squeegeed out the raw sewage out of his jail cell, they then left him in that cell for another 30-plus hours. And I also confirmed this story with a former L.A. cop. I don't want to release his name yet, but he confirmed with me that this is not only happening, that this is not only a true story, but that this is routine in the L.A. jail system, John.
I agree. It's routine. James mentioned the other day that he was at a conference where he was able to talk to a few sheriffs from different parts of the country. And he told them that he lived in L.A., told him this, what had happened to him, and basically one sheriff just said, move.
Yeah.
Move.
Because, I told him the same thing, actually.
Yeah. This happens. This happens in L.A. This is not just James, but we have to keep in mind that, you know, James was a guy who was arrested for selling healthy milk. Really, I mean, that was why he was arrested. That was why he was raided. That was the genesis of the whole thing. And so this is what he's subjected to, and you're right, it's perfect. It's like saying, okay, so you claim to have milk that's free of contamination with all these organisms, so we're now going to flood you with the most contaminated organisms we can find.
Yeah, and think about how much bail was set in this case, by the way, John. Ventura County slapped him with $1 million in bail, and they slapped Sharon Palmer with $2 million in bail. Now look at how this is selectively applied. Look at the case of the Penn State assistant coaches there who were reportedly involved in child rape and pimping out children for sex favors to, you know, wealthy clients in that area. Complete sicko type of perverted behavior. He got off on I think $100,000 bail with no he didn't even have to back it up with any kind of assets. So an unsecured bail, whereas James Stewart, the milkman, gets $1 million in bail, which is more than you even see for murderers and rapists. So it's very clear that California is really selectively persecuting this individual for their own political reasons, which we could probably get into on a later show.
Yeah, absolutely. So give us your take on these Obama initiatives that have been coming down the pipeline so rapidly of late, and what they spell for America.
Well, I'm going to help our listeners here parse this information. The executive order is called the National Defense Resources Preparedness Order. It was issued on March 16th. Paul Joseph Watson and Alex Jones have covered it, especially on the show yesterday, but there's more to it. We posted a story on this on Natural News last night. It's gone very viral, 10,000 shares on that just this morning. But some people were asking, well, wait a minute, the federal government hasn't seized all the farms and all the food and all the fertilizers. No, they have seized control. They have asserted authority and control over all of these resources. The actual physical seizure will come at a later date. But this executive order does assert control. And I want to explain how that works by parsing the language of this executive order so that everybody understands it. If you look at Section 201 under Part 2, Priorities and Allocations, this word, allocations, is crucial to understand because it says that this order is designed to, quote, allocate materials, services, and facilities as deemed necessary or appropriate to promote the national defense. And that could mean anything. But if you look at the word allocation, how do you allocate something if you don't have it? So in order for the government to allocate something, it must first confiscate it, John. And that brings me to my first slide right here. Allocation is confiscation. Can you see that? For those of you watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, allocation is confiscation. So wherever in this order that you read the word allocation, you must first assume confiscation takes place, and then once the government has those resources, food, tractors, livestock, energy, water, labor, metals, you name it, then they reallocate it based on their priorities. And we'll talk about their priorities as we continue this, John.
Well, that's an important point you're making, very important, Mike. As you're saying, how are you going to allocate something unless it's already under your control, which essentially means you own it because you can do whatever you want with it. So this idea, you know, they like to use this word allocation. It sort of gives you the sense of, oh, we know what we're doing and we're planning and we're putting some over here and putting some over there, all in the best interest, of course, of you, the people. That's all we have in mind, right? Yeah.
Yeah, so, really a centrally planned economy. I mean, that's what it comes down to. It is really a communist-style takeover of all private property across America. And when they get into food, specifically in this executive order, they name food, farms, fertilizer, livestock, tractors, all of this food production equipment. And then in another section, they define what is a food resource. And here it is, quote, right from the WhiteHouse.gov document, food Food resources means all commodities and products or complements to such commodities or products that are capable of being ingested by either human beings or animals. That's
hold
everything.
On, Mike. Hold that thought. We've got to go to a break here. This is John Mappaport sitting in for Alex Jones.
I've seen the longevity products work for many others. And so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Did you know that how well your brain works is directly dependent upon how well your gut works? Did you know that an inflamed or compromised digestive system directly contributes to poor focus, depression, irritability, attention deficit, and hyperactivity? By eliminating the inflammation in your intestines and by having good bacteria populations, you may enjoy better brain function. The most important protein your body needs to keep inflammation down is glutathione. The number one food to support a dramatic increase in glutathione production is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. Virtually all whey proteins are damaged by heat, filtration, and chemicals, except one. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein on the market. It is changing the lives of its users in very positive ways. One World Whey may act as one of the most important health foods to support your and your child's optimal brain function. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorldWhey.com.
This is John Rappaport back, sitting in for Alex Jones on the Alex Jones Show. We're rounding the far term. We're coming into the last half hour plus here with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. And Mike, you were talking about being able to understand the language in these executive orders and, you know, pronouncements from the White House and how this is shaping what really is happening in America. So please continue. This is fascinating.
Yeah, we're going through the language and the definitions so that everybody really understands just what a big power grab this is, this executive order that was issued by President Obama just a few days ago. We covered the food resources definition before the break there. There's one more sentence that's important there, because in this order it states, and again, this is posted on whitehouse.gov. This isn't some made-up thing. This is right there out in the open. As Alex said, it's hidden in plain view. The words say, quote, food resources also means potable water packaged in commercially marketable containers, all starches, sugars, vegetable and animal or marine fats and oils, seeds, cotton, hemp, and flax fiber. So this...
Wow.
Federal government...
Okay, we lost Mike there for a second. He was about to say the incredible extent here, I think he mentioned even hemp, of control by the government over all of these resources. When they say food, they mean anything that you could possibly ingest or could be considered a food or supports food industry. Allocation becomes absolute control. And that's what's happening here. We're going to try to bring Mike back, but we're going to continue in the meantime. Oh, Mike, you back?
I'm back. It's a little glitchy today. Continuing with energy, this executive order also claims total control over all forms of energy in the country, including solid fuels, petroleum, gas, coal, solar, and wind. So everybody out there who has a solar system, you think you own it. No, you don't. The federal government owns it. Obama just seized control or asserted control over your solar system, meaning the federal government could come take it at any time if they deem it's necessary for any kind of a national emergency or national defense. And again, that could be from anything. It could be something they make up. They could post something on a message board somewhere and say a terrorist has threatened to, for example, blow up a train station. They could use that as the trigger to say, let's confiscate all power. There goes your solar system. It's not an exaggeration. You know,
yeah, Alex and Paul Watson pointed out a very good distinction, too, in this latest executive order of Obama's, which is there's no difference, really, between war, emergency, and peacetime. That this, you know, allocation, this control, the seizing of everything could take place in either case. We don't have to be at war. It doesn't really matter. It's, as you say, it could be an incident provoked by the powers that be. It could be, you know, a whim. It could be anything. It's just like Obama saying, well, I'm not going to kill anybody, but I have a right to order anybody who's an American citizen be killed. But, of course, I wouldn't do it. And then you say, well, why did you pass the law in the first place? You know, well, we had to or something. It's the law. Once it's an order or it's the law, there are people that are going to stand up and salute this, and that's the important thing.
Let's get to stockpiling. Here's another slide. Stockpiling. When the government's stockpiling, that's good. When people are stockpiling, that's bad. So there's another selective system of logic for stockpiling. And in this executive order, it says specifically, Section 202A, it says that the Secretary of Defense oversees the military use of civil transportation stockpiles managed by the Department of Defense and directly related activities. And then it goes in to talk about materials acquired under this executive order. If in the judgment of the Secretary of Defense, isn't that the man who just said the UN runs our nation? As the National Defense Stockpile Manager. So do you understand this? The resources across the country are being grabbed and then controlled by a man who says Congress is essentially null and void and the UN makes the decisions for us. So how does that serve America's interests? You tell me.
Panetta recently, of course, said that there was no way that war was going to be declared aggressively by the United States without UN approval, which raised about 20 eyebrows in Washington and millions of eyebrows around the country. Absolutely incredible. And also here, what we're talking about is suggesting at this time, at this crucial time, during a presidential campaign, during an economic deep, deep, deep recession, that we're going to call this wartime, emergency time, control time from above. We're coming down to another break here. This is John Rappaport with Mike Adams, who has a lot more for us on the language of the Obama resolutions and pronouncements. sitting in here for Alex Jones today on the Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Did you know that thousands of industrial toxins, including aluminum, heavy metals like mercury and lead, and even nuclear radiation, have contaminated the air, food, and water supply and are lodged inside your body? These contaminants are poisoning your body from the inside out. No, the government doesn't care, nor will they save you. Do nothing, and these accumulated toxins may slowly lead to degenerative diseases such as Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, heart disease, or cancer. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Liquid Zeolite is the best natural all-around remedy to safely and effectively remove all kinds of toxins from your body. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, heavy metal poisoning, memory loss, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe and amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
John Rappaport sitting in for Alex Jones on the Alex Jones Show with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. And Mike, continue to explore the language that's hidden in these Obama declarations about natural resources.
Sure. Well, one of the most often used strategies of tyrants is to pass laws and regulations that are sufficiently vague to allow them to interpret it in any way they want down the road. And then they can claim, well, that's the law. Just like Hitler said, well, it's that's the law. You know, we're gonna kill all these Jewish prisoners and we're gonna invade these countries, and that's the law. Well, as Alex often mentions, just because it's the law doesn't make it right. It doesn't make it just. It doesn't make it moral or ethical. So we have all these violations of law going on, and they're all being, quote, made official by words on a piece of paper that really don't mean anything. Now, one of the key concepts in this executive order is this one: the continuity of government, but never the continuity of liberty. Now, think about this. If you look at the language of this act, this order, everything about it, and most of what the federal government talks about today is protecting the continuity of government, protecting government with stockpiles of weapons, ammo, communications, food, water, medical gear, in caves, you know, all across the country, well, at least in certain strategic areas, I should say. But there's never talk about the continuity of liberty. There's never talk about how do we protect the people. There's never talk about maybe the people should stockpile something. In fact, it's the opposite, John. They say that when people stockpile supplies, they might be terrorists. So wait a minute.
This is fantastic, Mike, that you brought this up, this distinction between different views of stockpile. You know, I mean, because I'm a reporter, I can suddenly whisk back through hundreds of stories that I've read in my life. So-and-so was arrested and accused of stockpiling, right?
Right.
Stockpiling this or that. Oh, we got to watch out for this guy. He's stockpiling food. Can you believe it? In his cellar, he's got like 6 months worth of food. Oh, my God. But on the other hand, the government is stockpiling weapons, is stockpiling reserves of oil, is stock, whatever the government stockpiles, we automatically salute it.
Right, and remember the alerts issued by the FBI a couple of weeks ago, which was covered on InfoWars quite extensively, that they said anybody who goes to a military surplus store and buys MREs, which and then stockpiles that food, might be a terrorist. It's almost like a Jeff Foxworthy joke. If you do this, you might be a redneck. It's like,
yeah,
if you have a tattoo, you might be a terrorist. If you buy food, you might be a terrorist. In other words, if you do what the government does, you might be a terrorist, but they're not. So, I mean, think about the government. They're stockpiling weapons, ammo, communications gear, medical supplies, resources, all kinds of things. I mean, underground bunkers, underground cities, in fact. But if you have more than 3 days worth of food in your pantry, you're suspect? Give me a break.
This is part of the same crackdown, I believe, that happened to James Stewart and Rossum. They look around and they're looking, really, if you boil it down, for independence. You know, you can call it whatever you want to. This guy's thinking for himself. He's got, you know, 3 weeks' worth of food in his house. Uh-oh.
Right.
This guy's selling raw milk. He's out of control. He's out of our control. Uh-oh. He's thinking for himself. We got to stomp on this guy's head. This is almost like saying to me, you know, the free market is a joke. That's what they're saying. It's a complete joke. We're not going to stand for the free market. This guy has a club in L.A., and he's got people that are willing to pick up milk from a farm, and they're part of the club. We're not going to allow that to happen. This is too free market. We want top-down control. Every bottle of milk has to be pasteurized.
That's true. The government wants to create victimization. They want people to be helpless and dependent because that gives government the justification for existence. And I've got one more paragraph to mention from this executive order, but I want to also say, John, I hope you and I can get into some positive solutions. We always talk about the problems, and I know we've also got great ideas on solutions. So let's think about what we can give listeners today on how they can stand up against this and take back their freedom and take back their liberty and take back their sovereignty as individual citizens of this great nation. But here's a section I want to read. And also, this is section 804C. This is the last paragraph of the executive order right before Obama's name signing the order. It says, listen to this, this order is not intended to and does not create any right or benefit enforceable at law, blah, 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 to agents or employees or any other person. In other words, it's saying that even though we, the government, are confiscating everything across the country, it does not give you, the people, any right or any benefit to any of those resources that have been confiscated. So it's, once again, very clever lawyer language, sufficiently vague, but if you read between the lines, what it really means is we, the government, can come take from you your food, your seeds, your solar panels, your cattle, your tractors, and you don't have any right or any control over any of it. That's exactly what this executive order states, and it can be initiated or triggered by any statement. It could be a press conference at the White House. We're now in a state of emergency, and we can't tell you why, because that's a national security secret, but we are. trust us, we're the government. You see how that works, John?
Yeah, do I see how it works? I mean, I've known people that have had their computers confiscated by the cops or DAs, and trying to get those suckers back a week, a month, a year, sometimes they never, oh, we don't know where it is, it's lost in the system. So can you imagine this idea when you say confiscation, they mean confiscation. In other words, you guys back there, I don't know, it seemed like 4 or 5 years ago, you took all my farm equipment. You remember that when we had that storm? You know, oh, yeah, I seem to remember that. Well, I'd like it back if you don't mind. Gee, we don't know where that is. We think it might be in Argentina now, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I actually have an interview on the record with a Central Texas farmer who said on camera, on the record, that FEMA was calling the farms. This was following Hurricane Katrina. FEMA was calling all the farms and inventorying all their crops, all their seeds, and all their equipment, asking what they had. And he told me that the farmers complied, and they gave them the list. And I said, well, wait a minute, don't you realize FEMA's building a database of all the food you have, even food in the ground that hasn't even been harvested yet? Why do you think they would want such a database? And the answer is, well, yeah, I guess because they want to take it. They want to redistribute it, John. See, they want to reallocate it. So they want to take what's yours and give it to their people and call it, you know, national defense.
Speaking of solutions, the issue of freedom is to me the key. In other words, if anything is surviving this country from where it originally was framed in its founding documents, it is that idea of freedom. And yes, I know certainly in the medical area, and I believe it's also true politically, that when you bring up and you force the issue to be the issue of freedom, no matter what the government wants to twist it into, you have a chance. You have a fighting chance. For example, the government says that somebody is forced to take certain medications. You say, wait a minute. Are you saying that I have no freedom to decide whether a medicine goes in my body? You have a chance of fighting that way. You have a chance.
Yes.
And that's why freedom is so vital to be the central issue here.
I think it's crucial, John, that the listeners today assert their constitutional rights, their God-given rights, their natural law rights to have ownership of private property, to have ownership and control over their own bodies, to have the fundamental God-given right to choose what kind of food you want to consume, what kind of medicine you wish to consume, and even as parents, to have the right to control the decisions of what your children drink, what your children get in terms of medicine, what they eat at school in terms of a brown bag lunch. And if you think about it, all of these things are under attack, every one of them. We saw the home gardener under attack in Michigan. That was Julie Bass. We've seen the brown bag lunches made by the parents under attack at schools now, where they have food police that make the kids eat chicken nuggets manufactured out of pink slime instead of the food brought from home made by their parents. We've seen farmers under assault, the Amish farmers, Vernon Hirschberger hauled into court for his raw milk. Every one of these is under attack, including the right to own private property, as we've seen in this executive order. So I'm curious about your thoughts on this, John, but I would say the answer is, it always is, restore the Constitution. Restore the Bill of Rights. It's always the right answer. Ron Paul, Ron Paul, Ron Paul. It's always the right answer.
Yeah. Restoring the Constitution, to me, is always the right answer. And part of that solution, by the way, and there are groups around you can find and explore, restore power to smaller units of government, like the states as opposed to the federal government, the counties as opposed to the states, the cities as opposed to the counties, and so on down the line. You can see in the 10th and 11th Amendments of the Constitution where that is explicitly stated in the Reserve Clause and other clause that has to do with freedom being really given back to the states. Now, people will argue about this and say, well, the states are corrupt and they're horrible and they always have been, and therefore we should have the federal government on top of the whole pile. This is absolutely not the case at this point in time. The states at least have a chance. And I can tell you, just briefly, there are a number of states that could put into effect free market practices, if they were free from federal control, that would make their states economic bonanzas. I won't get into details here, but it would work in a second. Mike, you want to say?
If a state just legalized hemp farming, I'm talking industrial hemp, smokable medicinal pot. I'm talking about industrial hemp that you can't even get high on. If a state like even Texas, let's say, if they legalize growing hemp, do you realize the economic abundance of the agricultural sector in Texas? Texas would be a massive exporter of hemp all across the country. Hemp seeds, hemp oils, hemp fibers, hemp textiles. It would be like money raining out of the sky on Texas farmers. So why doesn't Texas legalize hemp or another state? Hemp grows in much of the country. It's a very abundant crop. It's just one example. There are thousands of these examples where we could restore economic prosperity and restore liberty at the same time.
Absolutely, Mike. And for example, in the area of alternative medicine, there are places where it's much harder to practice than others around the country. Well, if a state like California, for example, decided, look, we're really going to open the door, not just partway, but all the way to alternative practitioners under the mandate of do no harm, which can be easily framed into a law. It's been done in other states.
That's right.
And now, all of a sudden, California becomes the premier place for people who want to, by their own responsibility, to show up and get alternative medical treatments, alternative health treatments. Are you kidding? The economy of California would boom out the top in 6 months.
Absolutely.
And then the idea of these states giving back their rights to the federal government would never happen. Texas, we can't grow hemp anymore. Are you kidding? Never.
See, this is the thing. These solutions are right at our fingertips. They're readily available. All these people in Washington parade around like they're trying to figure out how to solve the economy. You know, people at the Federal Reserve and the banks. How do we solve the economy? Legalize freedom. That's how you solve the economic problem. Legalize it. You know, Jonathan Emory wrote a book, Restore the Republic. That's a good read. The intro was written by Ron Paul. It's a very important piece. You know, legalize freedom and abundance naturally follows. But that's exactly why they're crushing liberty, because they don't want people to be free and to be abundant and to be innovative on their own. They're trying to crush the economy and crush freedom at the same time. And folks, if we don't wake up and turn this thing around, I mean, we could very easily be crossing a tipping point very soon where it's too late. So wake the heck up. Restore liberty now or you may lose it for generations.
And going along with that, Mike, is decentralize. That's the way to restore liberty in many areas, in many fronts. Decentralize the power. Who's got the power now? Well, the federal government does. The federal government, if they don't have the overt power, they have the power of the purse strings, because they can come into a school system or any industry and they can say, hey, we're dangling some money for you here, but if you want the money, you've got to do this. No thanks. We don't want it. No thank you. We don't need it. We're going to take back our own power at the state level, the county level, the city, the town, the village, the individual level.
You know, there's an
interesting... This is a trend.
The metaphor for this, which I'm sure you'll appreciate, John, is that in a human body, when power is decentralized and every cell plays its proper role, you have a healthy, functioning, holistic system. When you have a group of cells that tries to take over power and take over control, you know what that's called? A cancer tumor. What is big government today? An economic cancer tumor. It's the same. The metaphor applies. We have a cancer in our nation. It is called centralized command economy control. And these executive orders that we just talked about further that cancer. We must reverse this cancer and save the patient, which is our republic. We can only do that through holistic decentralization of power, support of the immune system of the nation, which is the people speaking out and saying we demand our rights as guaranteed under the Bill of Rights to restore the republic, restore our liberty, restore our economic abundance. I mean, it's all right there in front of us, John. It's not a mystery. It's a blueprint for liberty. It's right there in front of us if we just grab it. You know what I mean?
You bet, Mike. You bet I do. Absolutely right. When Alex and I were talking the other day in an interview that we did at InfoWars here, we got to the point where it was, you know, these guys these guys who think of themselves and see themselves as masters and controllers, these elites, they're really committing suicide. This is really what they're doing. I mean, underneath it all, that's where they're going. The only problem is that they're tending to drag everybody else along with them. And it's just the analogy that you gave of cancer. That's how they're committing suicide. They're going out there to the point where they're restricting other people's freedom so much that they're destroying themselves in the process, because that's what happens when you try to restrict other people's freedoms beyond a certain point. That's what's going on. And they are suicidal.
Insane. You're right, they're suicidal. They're insane. Alex talks about it all the time. The global elite have pushed too far. They're so insane. I mean, they're sociopathic, insane demons almost from another dimension or something. I say that jokingly, but I mean, they are insane. They're so insane that they're going to destroy us at the same time they destroy themselves, and they don't care. Their quest for power will lead to their own destruction, and they can't see that happening because they're just completely infected with insanity. That's why those of us who are sane, who are rational, who can put the pieces of the puzzle together, who can connect the dots, who can see what's about to happen, we must rise up peacefully and with knowledge and with wisdom and say enough is enough. Let's turn this thing around. Let's get to some solutions. Let's legalize freedom in this country. Go ahead, John.
Okay, we're going to take a break here and then come back for the last segment. This is John Mappin. Alex Jones with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. We're talking about your freedom, our freedom, everybody's freedom, and what's at stake here in this global insanity.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Your family and loved ones aren't ready for empty grocery store shelves. Will they survive if the system crashed tomorrow? Are you prepared to feed your family when a major crisis occurs? Will they perish from the lack of available food because you procrastinated? Getting self-reliant is the only way to ensure you and your loved ones will make it through the coming hardships. One of the most important survival products that is a must-have is garden food seeds. GetSeeds.net is offering a huge garden in a bag that will give you and your family the food security that it deserves. Our food garden in a bag consists of a whopping 100 packets of the highest quality non-GMO, heirloom vegetable, culinary herbs, and a couple of garden variety of fruit seeds for only $59. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, 100 packets of seeds for only $59. This blowout sale will end soon, so call now to secure your huge garden in a bag that is heat sealed for long-term storage at GetSeeds.net. That's GetSeeds.net, or call now at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. Don't delay. Call today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
John Rappaport sitting in for Alex Jones on the Alex Jones Show. You can visit me at nomorefakenews.com. naturalnews.com for Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Mike, in this last segment here, I think it'll be interesting to mention a little bit about celebrities. You know, back in the health freedom days of the early 90s, there were a lot of celebrities like James Earl Jones, Mel Gibson, Mariel Hemingway, Lindsay Wagner, who came out in favor of the freedom of the people to have their choice in whatever food they really wanted to eat or milk to drink or supplements to take. And now, all of a sudden, we don't see celebrities showing up in public speaking on behalf of freedom, as you're talking about. A whole change has occurred in a matter of a little over, 15, 20 years here. It's very strange to me.
There's so much pressure now, political pressure in Hollywood, that these celebrities have learned that when they speak out, they get punished financially. They lose roles in movies. Their careers go down the tubes. And it's only celebrities who have a lifetime of success that aren't afraid to speak out who are actually doing so. For example, Suzanne Somers, to her credit, has put out a book challenging the cancer industry. She interviewed complementary and alternative cancer doctors all across the country. I don't recall the title of that book at the moment, but you can search Suzanne Somers anywhere and find the book. And that was a really amazing, wonderful investigative work. And of course, she was attacked for doing that. There are others who are attacked for speaking out. And you're right, John, it's a shame that the political environment today favors those who stay silent, because that's exactly the opposite of what we need. We must speak out. And for those listening today too, freedom is not a spectator sport. You've got to take action or we will lose this republic very, very quickly.
Decentralizing freedom has a precedent. It has a program. It's a thing that can be done. To try to bring more power down locally, you see, from this top-heavy, gigantic colossus, all the way to the individual. And there are steps and there are organizations and there are things that you can explore here. This is not just, we're not just talking hot air here, folks. Mike put his finger on it. Legislate freedom. Doing that changes everything. And then more people begin to show up all of a sudden. They say, oh yeah, freedom, I forgot that. You know, I've been reading the newspapers for the last 15 years, and come to think of it, I've never seen the word individual with the word freedom next to it. Isn't that amazing? You know, where did that go? Yeah, well, we're bringing it back, folks. We're bringing it back.
Well, you think about the role that the government is trying to take now. It's the role of saving you from yourself, which was brilliantly illustrated in the South Park episode of the TSA, the Toilet Safety Administration. Brilliant. Because this one woman fell in the toilet, now everybody has to have toilet seatbelts. Well, we've got to stop thinking of the government as our savior. We've got to start thinking about the government as only one role being important, protecting our liberties and our rights. Life is dangerous. Driving in a car is dangerous. Downhill skiing is dangerous. We've got to stop thinking the government can save us from every little thing and start taking responsibility for our own lives and dealing with a little bit of danger. Hey, I drove through some water today, 3 feet of water flooding across my driveway to get here. Was that dangerous? Yeah. So what? I'm here anyway. But I'm happy to be here, and I'm happy to be part of this liberty effort. Thanks for having me on today, John.
Hey, Mike, it's great to have you on and talk to you. We're heading down here, countdown to the end of the show. We've talked about a lot of issues here, political, medical, maybe a little bit more medical than you're used to hearing. I thought it was important to get it out because it does impact on your freedom. That's the bottom line here. That's the power that can't be destroyed. Mike Adams, thanks so much. John Rappaport sitting in for Alex Jones. We'll see you again. Thanks, Alex.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.